I mean, I told my staff this morning after I saw it, I had a meeting, and I said, I want everybody here. I want to know how to disconnect from New York in case we need to get the network on from you know, Washington or from Dallas or from New York, and we don't have the others, we don't have access. How do we do it? Because this is serious. These people are real.
Yes, Glenn, this is very serious. This is very real. I've been in touch with European officials as well as U.S. officials, and there is an imminent threat. I think we've seen, as we're opening our episode tonight, unfortunately, the breaking news is that law enforcement has increased its terror alert today. They're on the lookout for people possibly operating by themselves or with others to create attacks like we saw in Great Britain, where they hacked to death a British soldier in the middle of the street, or possibly like we just saw in Algeria, where they have confirmed that a French hiker in Algeria was taken by Islamic State supporters, radicals, members of the group, and beheaded, and his video is now uploaded to the internet. This is a very, very serious time. And I think tonight's show, unfortunately, will show the American public how serious of a threat we have in our country, how our porous border has become. And right now, we just got a report, got it right here, that San Diego has now issued a terror alert at all their bases. They're concerned that possibly maybe somebody came across the border. I talked to a source in Texas who says there is the same concern there in the El Paso area, as well as some other areas that people may have crossed the border that the United States is not aware of yet. They are trying to track people down. So this is it. This is as real as it gets right now.
When's the last time?
And tonight's show that.
When's the last time that you saw our government spring into this kind of a terror alert?
9/11, just after 9/11, a couple of times. We saw the governments in the British government sprung into action a couple of times, particularly because they had successful attacks after September 11th on British soil. We saw it with the Madrid train bombing, where the Spanish government went into alert. Now we're seeing it across the board. There is believed to be, at this point in time, more than 3,000 European members of the Islamic State. And Glenn, we showed in this documentary that al-Baghdadi